More change among top staff at the White House today, with one prominent figure about to depart and another staying on and refocusing his role. Press Secretary Scott McClellan will be leaving in a few weeks. For more than 2 years, his televised daily briefings have showcased his talent for staying relentlessly on message. Presidential adviser Karl Rove is staying on, but he is changing his job description. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Scott McClellan has been dropping hints all week, so it was no shock this morning when he and the president strolled from the Oval Office to a podium set up on the South Lawn. McClellan spoke first, choking up just a bit. The president reached out and put his hand on his back.
The White House is going through a period of transition. Change can be helpful, and this is a good time and good position to help bring about change. I'm ready to move on.
The president then praised McClellan.
One of these days, he and I are going to be rocking on chairs in Texas talking about the good old days of his time as the press secretary. And I can assure you I will feel the same way then that I feel now, that I can say to Scott, job well done. Thank you, sir.
McClellan took over as press secretary in July of 2003, moving into the job weeks after a story broke in which sources identified as senior administration officials leaked the name of an undercover CIA operative, Valerie Plame. Plame is the wife of former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, who had accused the administration of using false information to justify the war in Iraq. That story would still be simmering nearly 3 years later, and it may have played a role in McClellan's decision to resign. There was speculation from the beginning that top White House aides Karl Rove and Louis Scooter Libby were the source of the leak, but in October of 2003, McClellan defended them.
I spoke with them so that I could come back to you and say that they were not involved. I had no doubt of that in the beginning, but I like to check my information to make sure it's accurate before I report back to you, and that's exactly what I did.
But last year, it was learned that they were involved. Libby has since been indicted, and it's known that Rove talked to reporters about Valerie Plame as well. Last fall, McClellan was grilled by reporters about his past statements, now known to be false.
Your credibility and his credibility is not on criminal trial, but it may very well be on trial with the American public. Don't you agree?
No, I'm very confident in the relationship that we have in this room and the trust that has been established between us. This relationship
is not about us. It's about with the American
people. This relationship is built on trust, and you know very well that I have worked hard to earn the trust of the people in this room, and I think I've earned it.
The sense among reporters was that McClellan was given false information by Rove and Libby. He has never publicly said as much, but he does stress he never knowingly passed along an untruth. There have been other difficult moments for Scott McClellan: Hurricane Katrina, the Harriet Myers nomination to the Supreme Court, Vice President Cheney's shooting accident, and through it all, the ongoing violence in Iraq. In the end, McClellan's decision to leave now may have been a result of the sheer weight of the job, says the last man who had it, Ari Fleischer.
I used to describe the job as being a human pinata, and you have to enjoy being a human pinata for a living. And it's the most wonderful, exhilarating job for a while, but after time, it really does wear you down and out. And I think Scott had a cumulative effect of a series of issues that weren't his fault, that were beyond his control, that have happened to other press secretaries in different ways and will happen to future press secretaries. That's why press secretaries don't stay in that job very long.
An announcement on a successor to McClellan could come at any time. The other White House personnel announcement today involving senior advisor Karl Rove is that he is going nowhere. It's evidence that even as the White House changes, key players will fill the inner circle. Rove's job title is changing a bit. Basically, though, he'll be doing what he does best. Politics. It's an area of concern for the White House these days, with Mr. Bush's poll numbers at their lowest level ever, and with midterm elections in November. But White House officials are quick to note today that focusing on politics will not prevent Rove from playing a role in policy decisions as well. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.